Good morning and welcome to Studies in the Gospels right here on the Gospel Radio Network. My name is Chris McElyea, your host for this program where each week we examine the life of Christ as found in the four Gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We are in a portion of our study of Jesus' Perean ministry, that area beyond the Jordan and the ending of the miracles, and today we're going to be in Matthew chapter 20. We're going to consider verses 1 through 16 and the parable of the workers, or also known as the parable of the laborers in the vineyard. In Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 through 27, the rich young ruler had went away from Jesus sorrowful, because he would not give his all to Christ. Peter stated that they had left all and then asked Jesus. In verse 27, then Peter answered and said to him, "See, we have left all and followed you. Therefore, what shall we have?" In other words, Peter asked, "What's in it for me?" The Lord promises great blessings, but he also cautions us. In Matthew 19, verse 30, he said, "But many who are first will be last, and the last first." Now let's notice our parable and our discussion today. Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. "For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. Now when he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right I will give you.' So they went. And again he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and said to them, 'Why have you been standing here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one hired us.' He said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right you will receive.' So when evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to his steward, 'Call the laborers and give them their wages, beginning with the last to the first.' And when those came who were hired about the 11th hour, they each received a denarius. But when the first came, they supposed that they would receive more. And they likewise received each a denarius. And when they had received it, they complained against the landowner, saying, 'These last men have worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us who have borne the burden and the heat of the day.' But he answered one of them and said, 'Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give to this last man the same as to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? Or is your eye evil because I am good? So the last will be first and the first last. For many are called, but few chosen." Jesus is going to use this parable to teach us about the kingdom of heaven. Verse 1 said, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard." So we see a landowner gets up early in the morning and he goes out to hire workers to toil in his vineyard for the day. The path of man is one that generally moves away from God, unfortunately. Recall Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. Also, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3 says, And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. Though man generally walks away from God, God seeks to bring man back. Isaiah 65, verse 2 says, I have stretched out my hands all day long to a rebellious people, who walk in a way that is not good according to their own thoughts. But if a man will seek God, he can be reconciled. The kingdom of heaven is a place for laborers. It is not a place for ease. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 4 says, You have become estranged from Christ. You who attempted to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace. We read in Ephesians 2:10, For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Philippians 2:12 says, Therefore, my beloved brethren, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. 1 Timothy 2:10 says, But which is proper for women professing godliness with good works. And of course, Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 24, And let us consider one another in order